Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
I want to talk to you today about living in the end times. I want you to shout that with me. Living in the end times. As you might imagine, we are living in the last days. I had a really cool sermon, by the way, planned out for this weekend. And I felt like the Lord had me preempt it to just build your faith a little bit and help you know where we're at and what the Lord is doing. The Bible said in the last days there would be days hard to deal with, perilous times. So there would be floods, fires, wars, rumors of war. How many of y'all heard about a guy that can ship a bomb over here, a missile, quicker than Domino's can get pizza to your house, right? Okay. And then you got hurricane after hurricane. You got loads of water over here, yet you need water over here where the fires are at. You know what this means? It means the Lord is coming. And some of y'all are scared. I remember when I was a little kid, I'm like, oh, please, not before I drive. Some people say, well, you know, he's been saying he's coming for a long time. Well, that must mean he's closer now than he was the other day, right? So the Lord's coming. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. He's coming back, the Bible said, after a glorious church, not an emaciated church sitting by the side of a storm wondering what happened. And so we must deal with a couple things that helps you as believers to teach you how to live in the last days. It's important to know. Number one, we understand that God could have picked Martin Luther King to live right now, Apostle Paul to live right now, Mother Teresa to live. All these different people could be here, but he chose you. And if you're like me, how many of y'all sometimes you think, boy, he really messed up? But he didn't mess up. He knows you. You're called. You're anointed. You're qualified. But you need to be trained. Just like there are plumbers that are skilled in plumbing. Then there are different kinds of plumbers to work on different pipes in your body, and those are called cardiologists. And I don't want my cardiologist working on my plumbing, and I sure don't want my plumber working on my stuff. My cardiology. Y'all too quiet for me. You look scared. So, you need to be trained. The Bible said you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. But if you don't know what to think right now, you get scared. Am I afraid? No, I'm not afraid. Why? Because we're bold. We're overcomers. We're anointed. And the Bible said in Psalms 91, only with our eyes would we see the devastation. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. The Lord's good. So it's important when you understand stuff. So we know that the Bible said these things. And what do we do with them? Well, let's go here to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, you can read the whole chapter on your own time, but we'll just go in verse 3. It says, later Jesus said on the Mount of Olives, which by the way, that's where he's going to return. Right. His disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, what will all this happen? What is the sign, the signal of your return, the end of the world? And Jesus told them, let no one mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming that they are the Messiah. In other words, I love Oprah. I want to meet Oprah. I'm thinking that Nicole should be on Oprah's show. I really like Oprah. But Oprah and a lot of people, sometimes they get wishy-washy on their many ways to God. And I'm here to tell you, don't take your spiritual advice on heaven and hell from Dr. Phil. I mean, he's a great guy. But don't take it from Oprah. Take it from the B-I-B-L-E. Get it from the horse's mouth. Come on, somebody. So all these religions, I have no problem with multiple religions. I have no problem with people having the freedom of religion. But I must tell you, there are not many ways to God. Jesus didn't say, I am a way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we love and embrace everyone. But the bottom line is, if you don't know Jesus, you don't go to heaven. And so you're sitting on me again because it's politically correct. I'm just here to tell you that I'm not running for office and that you should be glad. I'm not here as a politician. I'm here as a preacher preaching the word of God to you. We love all people, but Jesus, we can't get ticklish on that one. Verse 5, one more time. I believe you need it. For many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah, but they will deceive many. You will hear of wars, threats of wars, but don't panic. Everybody shout, don't panic. Don't panic. Yes, these things must take place. So you're seeing that wars and rumors of wars. Nation against nation, wars against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in many parts. One translation says various locations. You saw that happen in Mexico this week. But all this is only birth pains with more to come. More to come. So what you're seeing right now is horrible, and it's tragic. And the great thing is your church is so loving and so caring that we have all these crews that just went, all these special op guys who train here in this building, they all just went to Corpus, and they were sending us videos rescuing people. We had Missouri jet skis driving inside houses, rescuing people. And that same crew, they're driving right now in trucks heading to Florida to rescue people, and you guys are filling up the trucks. Come on, somebody. That's what we're here for. We're here to love. We're here to support. but a little deeper. You need to be trained. I've been on airplanes before where somebody had a heart attack and they didn't run through there and say, "We need a plumber." They all run up to first class right past me and go, "I know this is where the doctors are at. Is there a doctor in here?" And then the doctor who is trained saves the person's life. So as born-again Christians right now, and you are, how many of y'all have received Jesus? You are saved on your way to heaven. Okay, so now you need to learn, what do you do with this? What is this? Okay, so we walk in authority. The Bible said that all these things, verse 8, one more time, it said that they are birth pains. So, you know, when Austin was born on 1-9-90, Nicole was pregnant. And on 1-9-90, we didn't know that'd be the day. Nobody knew. But that was his birthday. Ashton, same thing. We didn't know. We knew the season. It was going to be sometime in November. So but on about the November the 20th, we started timing the contractions. She said, "It's getting close." Now, she started acting pregnant the day she found out from Walgreens that she was pregnant. You understand what I'm saying? She doesn't look pregnant. She's like, "I'm pregnant." She started, I'm like, "You were walking normal on the way into Walgreens. Now you're walking like this." She's trying to sit down. You know how women do. "So I got to sit down. I'm pregnant." Nothing's showing. Nothing changed. But in her mind, she's pregnant. And she was. But there was a season. There was a growing. Okay, so we are in the last moments of time. No man knows the time or the hour, but we know the season. So when you see earthquake after earthquake, just as soon as one hurricane's going, another one pops up, and all these names. Oh, there's Irma, and now there's Jose. I'm going to teach you how to say, "No way, Jose." You're saying, "No, no, 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 no. Not today, devil. No plague will come nigh my dwelling." Now, you can't stop all storms, but you can stop their effects on your life. So we know this precedence was set in the Bible. If you read into the Old Testament, the Bible said that there were frogs and plagues on this side. And on this side of the street was the land of Goshen, where God's people were, and there was none. So it really confused people. CNN's like, "It's really weird. We got loads of frogs over here, billions of frogs over here. You can't even hear because it's so loud. And then right over here, we just got the calm and peace. Over here, we got billions and zillions of lice. And over here, we have no lice. Over here, we have utter darkness. You can't see anything. And over here, we have a bright light." There's a difference between the world, and God loves everybody, but the world and the word. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So when you come to Faith Church, here's some things you need to learn. We know that in the end times, the Bible said that perilous times will come. But when they come, Psalms 91 is one that I really want you to have high faith in. I want you to read it a lot. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." And it says that we'll abide under His shadow. So right now, I can touch Lena's leg and nothing weird about it. Now I'm on her foot and I'm touching her. She's close enough to where I can touch her foot with my shadow. That means we're close. I can't touch you. You sit way back there, you little heathen. You need to get closer. So here we are. They're in close proximity. So you need to keep Jesus close proximity. You need to keep close proximity to the word. Because here as a dad, I want to tell you something. There's a desensitization that happens in your life when you see movie after movie, and we've all watched them. But when you see floods and earthquakes and all the stuff that we've seen that looks so real, when the real actually happens, we just kind of in a semi way, we just think that's just normal. But the enemy, who is the prince of the power of the air, he has desensitized us to that, so it's harder for us to get our wake-up call. Now, again, God didn't cause it. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, the devil. Every good gift and perfect gift comes from the Father. In Him there is no shadow of turning. The Bible said the devil comes, John 10:10, to steal, to kill, and destroy. So if we see stealing, killing, and destroying, now they'll blame it on God, because all the insurance, it'll say act of God. So the first dude that wrote the insurance policy said, "Who do we blame this on?" Well, he went to a church where the preacher didn't know the word, so they just blamed it on God. Now, if he'd have went to our church, he would have said, "Acts of the devil," because that's what it should be. Okay, so it's not an act of God, it's an act of the devil. You see what I'm saying right now? Now, I realize, I want to pause a little bit because our church is full of 70% Catholic and Lutheran. And so I'm a lot to take if you just came from a church that told you not to read the Bible. But if you read the Bible for yourself and you're smart and you read it, the Bible said that whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. It said these signs shall follow them that believe. So if we model the behavior of Jesus, in the synonymous gospels, that means Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you read an account, a true story, that Jesus said, "We're going to the other side," and he and his disciples got in the boat. Then he went down, the Bible said, in the hinder part of the boat down in the sleeping quarters. And the Bible said that a wind arose
And the wind was of hurricane proportion. And it said that the boat began to fill up with water, and they were up at the top of the boat, and they were afraid. Jesus is still down there sleeping. Now, the Bible doesn't say if he was under the water sleeping, which is very possible. I tend to believe that he was floating on the water because he walked on the water. So I think he was just floating on the water, and he had said, we're going to the other side, and he was sleeping, and he was in peace. First waterbed right there in the Bible. Come on, somebody. Then the disciples, because they had a lack of faith, because they didn't believe Jesus when he said, we're going to the other side, they got afraid. Faith oftentimes begins to dissipate if you listen to the winds and the waves. So they got afraid, and they went down to the bottom of this boat, and they said, Jesus, carest thou not that we perish? Elizabeth in English. Jesus, we're going to die. Jesus gets up. He comes to the top of the storm. He sees the storm, and he doesn't say, God, I didn't see that coming. I had no idea. I wish we'd had some Doppler radar, or I wish there'd been some sophisticated equipment that would have told us what in the world was happening. I thought we were going to the other side. I guess we're going to die out here, fellas. No, he looked and he said, peace be still. He didn't say, peace be still. He said, peace be still. And it said the winds and the waves obeyed him. They laid down. Then he said, fellas, don't ever wake me up again. The next time that happens, you do that. Now I'm going to go back downstairs, and I'm going to go back to sleep. That's the way he modeled it. Then he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you will cast out devils. In my name, if you take up serpents, it'll not harm you. So we have the power to speak to storms, not necessarily to stop all storms, but stop storms that affect you. So what's that look like in the real world? Well, when I was a kid, I got a whippings. Anybody in here ever got a whipping when you were a kid? I want to see who's a good person. It explains the rest of you people. I understand what it is. But remember when your parents said, this is going to hurt me more than hurt you? I mean, at the time, did not know what in the world they were talking about. You know, you're like, you're a liar because I'm crying and my butt is wet. My butt is red right now. Okay, I still won't even turn seat heaters on in my car because it brings back childhood memories to me. But I understand my dad hated to do that. God does not cause storms, but he allows storms to happen to get your attention. Because if everybody just keeps playing the fool and everybody keeps doing everything they want to do and every man's writing his own side, then there is no wake-up call. But in these paths of destructions, oftentimes people turn to God and say, oh, God, help me. God, deliver me. It's the first time God's ever been mentioned out of their name outside of D-A-M on the end of it. Because he has mercy. Jesus is coming. We know that. And you will see him at some point. The Bible says that the eastern sky will split. Earth will probably go black. And then there'll be this huge bright light. And there will be this man on a white horse. And a lot of people won't know who it is. They'll have out their Instagram, Facebook Live. They'll be, what the blank, blank, what is going on? Oh my God, you can't believe it, CNN. We got a situation here. This is unbelievable. You can't believe what's happening. And then there'll be this massive trumpet that'll pierce your ears. And it'll be the sound of Gabriel sounding this alarm. And it's that Jesus is coming. And those of you that went to Faith Church, and a lot of you that have went to a church that properly taught you, you will know that's the coming of the Lord. And we better hope we're in church. I don't want you in bed with the wrong person. I don't want you doing the wrong thing. The Lord's coming. You need to be right. Some of you don't believe it yet. Now, there's some people, I want to pause on theology and talk about some people. If I was Jonah, I would have repented when I heard the theme song to Jaws. Come on, who's with me on that deal? I would have for sure done it in the first hour. I would have for sure, oh God, God, I promise you, I will not go to Tarsus. I will go to another. God, I promise you, if you just get to seaweed, God, there's Mimo. Oh my God, I got to get the heck out of here. What in the world's happening? And day two, I know for sure. Why does it take 3 days? Some people are so, it's just so simple, so prideful. I looked at a guy this week and I looked him in the eyes and I said, I'm begging you to straighten out. Yeah. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. You're going to ruin your whole life. This isn't better than that. I'm begging you. I do it all the time. But I realize I have a little different seat than you do. So my son and daughter just preached a funeral of a of a woman that couldn't have an open casket because she was babysitting somebody's pit bulls, and the two pit bulls turned on her and ate her face off, and she died. And this I hear it every day. I could be desensitized to pain, but I still hurt when people hurt. My life is all about people. My life is begging you. Nicole's life is begging you. I'm not trying to fill a seat. I'm not trying to build another church. What do I need with another freaking parking lot of asphalt? What do I need with more air conditioners at $100,000 a piece? Trust me, I'm doing this because there's a flood coming and somebody's got to build a boat. Somebody's got to say amen up in here. You have to make a decision that today is the day of salvation, that Jesus is coming back, that you got to draw near to the throne and not the phone. And she said, God, here I am. I'm going to change. I'm going to turn around. I'm begging you. And I don't do that every Sunday. Next week, we'll be back to the guy that I am. But there's a side of me that has to tell you, you don't want none of that. Oh, I do. No, you don't. Earthquakes. Now, there's nothing to be afraid of, because we're excited. Just because you've never been, how many of you have never jumped off a mountain in Switzerland? Raise your hand if you never jumped off a mountain in Switzerland. It's beautiful. I just did it the other day. Me and Nicole both just jumped off mountains with parachutes on. It was beautiful. Just because you've never done it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Just because you've never been to heaven doesn't mean it's not there. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And so life really isn't about you getting a bigger yacht. Nothing against you having a yacht. If you're a tither and a giver and you didn't prioritize the yacht, then you can walk around the yacht. And we walked through that with a guy today. It's his yacht. It's called Sunday Service. The guy's faithful church. In fact, those are his tractor trailers. And he's down in Naples. And he said, Pastor, I need to know what to do. And I said, well, you just walk around your yacht and you say, I'm a tither and I'm a giver. And Irma, I'm telling you that you got to jump over my boat because you can't come near my boat in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over you and I bind you up in Jesus' name. I got tractor trailers in St. Louis going to Florida and I'm going to pay the fuel. And they're in my truck. I rebuke you, death. You please be still. So that's how you do that. Now you know. If you come to my house and you try to take my kids, I'm not going to, oh man, they came to my house and take my kids. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to warn you. Now people get weird with this. You got to remember my dad was a cop. So there's a whole, I'm an incredible shot as well. I'm going to shoot you exactly where I want to shoot you. And I'm going to try not to kill you. But if you try to hurt my kids, I'm gonna go with each of them. I'm gonna shoot you in the leg. I'm gonna try to call the cops and try to get everything on camera and try not to kill you. But if you try to kill my kids, I'm not even saying this is right. The Bible said, thou shalt not kill. The Bible also said that if you have committed any sins, there is a Father who's just, who will forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So I'm gonna pray for you. I'm gonna go to your funeral and say, they try to kill my child. Now, I don't wanna do that. But God is that way. He is a protector. He loved you so much. He wouldn't allow the devil to destroy you so much that he killed his own self. He hung on the cross and bled and died and gave us authority. And then he said, I'm coming back. Not to give you a bigger boat. Not to give you a house in Tahiti. Not opposed to any of that. But if that has you, you got a wrong relationship with money. As for me and my house, he said, you need to say this. We will serve the Lord. He said, when the evil day approaches, forsake not the assemblies of yourself together. That's what you did. Now, a lot of people won't do it. I got to go to the game. I got to go to the Mizzou game. I'm going to the college game. I'm going to the football game. And then you go to the game and I see you on television. Ah! And in here, I'm like, come on, somebody give me praise. You're like, well, I'm just kind of conservative. You're a liar. Somebody ought to get excited. Somebody ought to praise God. Somebody ought to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. I dare you right now. Say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God and his salvation. I will share it in an Uber. I will share it at Starbucks that Jesus is coming. And I love everybody, but I'm not going to just allow people to go to hell. Not on my watch. Go ye in all the world and preach the good news glad. Some of you getting looser, some of you still like, well, it's only mine. It even do you good. It's good even for your cardio. Get your heart rate up a little. Luke 21, verse 11 again in there. There will be great earthquakes in various places. Different locations, famines, pestilence. There shall be fearful sights coming out of the heavens, out of the clouds, out of the sky. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. So just telling you what you're going to see. But then you look at it and go, no, it's not going to happen. It's that part in the service. Come here, Susie.
I'll share this while we're still on that. We didn't plan this, but this has been happening. She's no bigger than a minute. She has to jump around the shower to get wet. She's little. But dynamite comes in small packages. And so there was a tornado coming towards her house in Union. She lives in a mansion of a house, big columns the size of this thing. And she saw it coming down Highway 44. It's on the news. It's ripping through Springfield. It's ripping through Rosebud. It's ripping through here. And she went on the front porch and she said, I decree and declare to you, tornado, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You don't come nigh my dwelling. You go that way. She went that way. So the storm on the news that night, it said the strangest thing was happening. It was a storm. The tornado was heading down Highway 44. It got up 5 miles from Cuba, and it turned to right, and it destroyed the town of DeSoto. Well, we showed the news clips, and we showed her story on Sunday like we do the video. And then people from DeSoto were like, why in the world you said DeSoto? She said, you should have said, get out of here. And everybody should have done it until it went to the sea where it belongs, because the Bible said we speak to the mountain. Somebody ought to shout amen. You speak to the mountain, and you say, peace be still. So it must not be your size. It must be your faith. And you need to have faith in your faith. And you need to speak to the storm of debt, lust, corruption, Irma, Jose. Come on, somebody ought to go with me on this. And say, I rebuke you and not around my family. No, not devil, not today. 2 Timothy 3:1. You know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Time's hard to deal with. See if you recognize any of this. For men will be lovers of themselves and lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Say amen if you've seen any of that. Unloving, unforgiveness, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Anybody seen any of that? Headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. Anybody seen any of that? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, turning away. These are all things, if you read that whole third chapter, it shares that. Romans, last scripture, 13:11 says, and do this, knowing the time, that now is high time to wake up out of your sleep. Salvation is nearer than when you first believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not drunkenness, not in lewdness, not in strife and not in envy. Not in strife and not in envy. Not in strife and not in envy. The Bible says that where strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. And I'll say this because some of you know me, some of you don't know me. But the Lord, one of my claims to fame is not that I went to Bible school, although I have multiple honorary degrees in theology that have been... They try to give them to me all the time. But I hear from the Lord. And all you got to do is talk to the Lord. You hear from the Lord too. You don't acknowledge it. You're like, something told me. His name's the Holy Spirit. So let's just start there. What if I told Nicole? I'm like, something told me she loved me. She's like, I ain't something told me. I'm Nicole Crank. Okay. So the Holy Spirit's speaking to you. So I prayed about when the Matthew came last year. You know, we have a home in Florida. We have a church in Florida. We got offices in Florida. And it was coming, Matthew was coming straight up Palm Beach. And I asked the Lord if I could stop it. And he said, yes, you can. And so I went out to the beach in Palm Beach and I said, I speak to you in the name of Jesus, Matthew. And it was nothing more. And I told even like a lot of unsaved people there who don't even know Jesus, but they're friends of ours. We told him, I don't want one guy to leave. He kept saying, it's going to destroy my business. I'm going to lose millions and millions. I said, I'll leave. You have to put your patio furniture up. It's not going to hit. And he was so grateful, wasn't he, Nicole? He said, oh, my gosh, look. He had the video of his restaurant right there on the water. And all it did was it moved his patio chairs around. So he sent me an email the other day and said, let's do it again. And I said, well, you don't understand this time. I'm not going to be able to do it because I talked to the Lord. And he said, I couldn't do it this time. He wouldn't understand that, but let me tell you, you're on the right path. You're going to church. You're getting knowledge so you can understand things about the Lord. So the Lord will warn you and warn you. But there's a time where you say, I've warned you and warned you, I was going to whip you. But now you got the rod of correction draws the foolish far from the heart of the child. So, you know, some people are going to get spanked. And I said, Lord, why is it? I was in Orlando, Florida, when he spoke it to me the other day. And I told the family, I said, you go ahead and shut the church down this week. We're not going to church. He said, well, nobody's doing it till like Thursday. I said, I already know. It's going to hit. And I asked God, I said, would you mind telling me why? He said, where strife is, there's confusion in every evil work.
And he showed me like all these billions of look like flies and nasty like things you'd see on a movie, an alien movie. They started belching up out of hell, and there was a critical strife-filled spirit full of racism, terrorism, criticism. And he said, America now in the news and with people, and it's even tried to get in the church. We've been successful and will be successful to keep it out of the church. But it's a critical spirit. It's a fighting spirit. It's a scoffing spirit. It's attack everybody. Let's even attack Joel. Let's attack. You know there's a devil loose when you attack Joel. I mean, Joel's never been attacked in his life. But there's a spirit, a critical spirit. So it opens the door to the devil. So here's my jacket closed. Here it's open. Here it's closed. Here it's open. We open the door for the devil and we say, we'll do whatever we want to do and we'll attack whoever we want to attack. Some things need to remain holy. And here at this church, it doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter your religion. We are all one people under one God, and it will not have any tolerance for hatred, judgment. I don't think, just because somebody sins different than you, doesn't have any, and even when I said a while ago about that guy, I wasn't judging the guy, I was begging God to have mercy on him. Mercy on everybody, because I want mercy. But we live in America. Americans kill, I don't. But they kill billions of babies a day that God said, thou shalt not kill. And so we just kill billions of them. That's not a good thing. God doesn't like it. He's creating life. He's breathing. So for you to be alive, you weren't an accident. God breathed his pneuma in you, it says. His pneuma. We get our word pneumonia from it. He breathed that into you. And so he makes you, and you're going to be a world changer. And then we suck him out with the vacuum and put him in our cosmetics and put him on our face. That's sad, but it happens. Not to judge anybody who had an abortion. God will forgive you. But it's a way of life. We've been desensitized to it. So we don't have to wonder, God, where are you in this? He said, I told you guys don't do that. So, you know, you mouth off. You wrote a check you can't cash. And I've done it. I was at Tokyo Sushi one day. And some guys were going crazy. And they were dropping the F-bomb, stupid stuff. My wife was there. So I just got up. I didn't realize how big the guys were. They were all sitting there. And I said, hey, I've had about enough of that. We ain't going to do that. And they stood up. And I realized, I've just written a check I cannot cash. Thank God for the man who loved me, who owns the restaurant, because I spend so much money. He said, oh, he didn't mind that. Hold me back. Oh, I'm like, hold me back, hold me back, hold me back. God had mercy on me. I'm just telling you, the wages of sin is death. So should we leave discouraged today? No. We should leave encouraged, number one. The Lord's coming back, but we're not here waiting for, oh God, someday my life will be good. We're also going to be like Susie and not live in hell on earth here. We're going to live in heaven on earth knowing that we have authority, we have power, and we are the answer. Come on, Faith Church. We're going to bring hope and encouragement to people. We're going to bring provision to people. We're going to bring grace to people. But when it comes to me, I wonder what's going to happen to me. I get every plane I get on, I hijack it. Whether I'm flying it or not. I said, we're going to the other side without accident or incident in the name of Jesus. We've had storms come at us. We've had weather close in on us. Arden's a pilot for 33 years. And once he found out I was a pilot, he started coming to church. I started taking him flying with me. And he'd be in there. We'd see storms coming. We wouldn't purposely fly into a storm. But if we saw a storm coming in, we'd rebuke it. So you part in the name of Jesus. You stay wide. Stay 20 miles apart from us. And so we'd fly through. And we'd just laugh because you could see it on the color radar. I mean, we got a storm over here and a storm over here. We just go right on the other side and just, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't this just great? So you just control the weather. None of you are like, you got to be kidding me. Now, this doesn't mean, God, I got a picnic today, so I don't want it to rain. Somebody over here is like, I need tomatoes and I need it to rain. I'm talking about destructive power. You got winter, spring, summer, or fall. These are seasons. Amen. How many raise your hand and say today, it did give you some enlightenment, even if you thought I was crazy, you do understand what I was trying to say. Thank you. Half of you. That's good. How many of y'all would say it built your faith and you realize that you're not just a sitting duck here, you have authority and power? How many of y'all understand that we are in authority in the earth realm and we need to bind it up for people? And then storms do come, and some of them we can't change, but we can say, you better jump over here because you don't want none of this. Okay? And that's the kind of authority we have. Father, I thank you for your word. It's such peaceful. It's such a peaceful, calming thing. The entrance of your word brings light. Now we have light on this situation. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are in authority here, and we take that authority. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.